Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where it's Wednesday, which means it's Worldview Wednesday. Does worldview affect how you look at marriage? Well, of course it does. A Christian worldview says that marriage accommodates for mutual holiness. Now, Paul's been writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 about the purposes of marriage and the sexual relationship within marriage. And in this last portion of the passage, he's talking about how it can be used for the pursuit of holiness. Now, I just want you to notice Paul's tone in this passage. It's a bit softer than in the previous ones that he was writing in chapters 5 and 6. And he recognizes that wanting to pursue a deep relationship with God is a good thing. And if you need to fast from the intimate part of the marriage relationship, then that is okay as well, but there are three conditions we need to consider. The first of these conditions is that this fasting needs to be within a mutual agreement. So first you see that going a period of time without the intimacy, the intimate part of the relationship, is only to be done by agreement. Agreement takes two people. You both have to be in agreement with this. So here's how this might work. The wife comes to the husband and says, "I think we need to spend our spare time in a season of prayer. I feel like I'm drifting away from the Lord." Or she may say something like, "Our children need covering for the next few days. Will you join me in prayer for them?" To which the husband responds, "Of course I'll join you in doing that." Or he may say, "I understand where you're coming from, and I love that, but don't forget, I leave in 3 days on a week-long business trip. I don't think it would be a great idea to cut off that part of our relationship at this particular time." To which the wife may see, "I see your point in that." In both cases, what is it that's being elevated? Well, it's the other's pursuit of holiness. The wife wants to intercede for her children, and the husband wants to support her in that. Or he wants to make sure that he's not set up for a major temptation later on. This is the type of mutual agreement that seeks the best from the other and for the other. This is what marriage looks like in the Christian worldview. As you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Tree LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Ghana.